Start with pleading. There's a zillions of Twombly cases out there on the blog. I try to keep up with the significant ones on both sides of the issue where the motions are granted and denied under Twombly and Iqbal. This is a sort of a subspecies that's worth remembering. And if you get into the federal court on issues about insurance coverage. Twombly and Iqbal, of course, are the famous Supreme Court cases that require a certain level of detail in pleading. How much? It depends, but more than just simply notice that I am suing you for breach of contract, fair generalization. Now, the flip side of that, or a related concept, is in insurance coverage litigation, the duty to defend is triggered if you have a petition and something in that pleading arguably is within the policy obligation to cover. So it is to the, if you are trying to avoid dismissal under a Twombly motion, it is in your interest to be very specific and to have lots of details. If, however, you are trying to trigger insurance coverage, it is in your interest to not be very specific. It is in your interest to be as broad as possible so that your allegations can include hypothetical situations that might fall within coverage. And here you have an example of some litigation that bounced from one court to another before ending up in the Fifth Circuit. The question is whether there is insurance coverage for environmental liabilities involving Exxon, and the court concludes that there is coverage, noting the breadth and generality of the pleading and its failure to attach certain documents that might have added more specificity. That's fatal talk when you're talking about Twombly, right? But in coverage, this is really good because you've got broad allegations and, you know, tie goes to the runner. Tie goes in favor of coverage. So if you're pleading a case about coverage, you have a Scylla and Charybdis problem there. You've got to be broad, but you've got to be specific at the same time. So just when you need more challenges.